Welcome to the Sensitive Soul Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki, and I'm going to teach you how to overcome your fears, conquer your dreams, and own your life. I'm so happy that you're here. Now let's get started. Hello, hello, guys. Welcome back. Today, I have a short but sweet episode for you, inspired by myself getting seriously sick this week, and I was so miserable, but I found the positive in it, and I want to share that with you guys, because honestly, I was crying on my bathroom floor, praying and begging for it to be over, and for me to find something good out of that is pretty crazy, but I try to find the good out of everything, and you guys know that. So today I want to talk about, what if we didn't say that we have to do something, but that we get to do it? Okay, hear me out. So every day we do things that we don't want to do, like go to work, walk the dog, take out the trash, etc. What if we change the way that we look at things? What if we went from I have to do this to I get to do this? What if we approached everything in our lives with so much gratitude that we couldn't help but enjoy it? I get to go to work. I get to pack my lunch. I get to work out. I get to wash my clothes. I get to pay my bills. I get to buy medicine for my cold. Not everybody has the ability to do these things that we take so for granted. We could, on the other hand, be unable to work due to unemployment, not able to get a job. We could be unable to work out due to an injury. We could be unable to wash our clothes because we don't have clean water. We don't have clothes. We don't have detergent. It takes all those three things to wash our clothes, right? We could be unable to pay our bills because we don't have the money to pay our bills. Think about that. And when every time you pay a bill, be grateful for whatever the bill is for, okay? So let's say you're paying your power bill, your electric bill. I know different parts of the country or world call it different things. Here in Tennessee, we call it the power bill. But when I went to South Carolina, they made fun of me and said it's an electric bill. So whatever, power, electric, both of them will give you light. They will give you heat or air conditioning, depending on the season. They will give you the to be able to charge your laptop, to be able to use your laptop, charge your phone, turn your TV on so that you can watch TV. What all things did you get out of that electricity or the power of that month? Be grateful for those things that you used, because you use them. That's why you're paying for them, okay? It's just an exchange of energy. They gave you something, so you're giving them something back, right? It's not a bad thing. Your water bill, hey, you got to take a shower this month. Congratulations. Not everybody can take a shower this month. Not everybody has clean water. Not everybody can pay their power or water bill. I'm confusing my bills right now. You were able to wash your clothes. You were able to wash your dishes. You were able to drink clean water. All those came from the water bill. Your phone bill. You were able to talk to your friend. You were able to send texts. You were able to get online. You were able to use your apps, whatever your apps do for you. They could track your steps. They could track your food. I have so many apps for so many different things. It's not funny. So, like, I have a to-do list on my phone. I have a habit tracker. I have my Google Calendar. I have an app for my money plan. I have an app for Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. All of those things are on my phone. So every time you pay for that phone, remember what all you used on it and how much you enjoy using those things. Anything that you're paying a monthly bill for, your internet, your cable, yeah, all of those. Your rent, that's a big one. If you have a mortgage, so rent or mortgage, that provided a roof over your head, kept you safe from outside conditions. You have a place to live. Be grateful for that, okay? And if the rent is too high, then find a different place to live. But if you are comfortable where you live, then be grateful and show gratitude for that and give thanks for what you have. Yeah. Isn't that such a beautiful thing to be able to reframe and change your perspective on things that we see as like, I have to do this. Just start looking at it in a brand new light. Think of how much you have. What is everything that you are doing giving back to you? What are you doing that a lot of people can't do and they wish you could do? There's a big thing. I've seen a meme or like a quote on Instagram and Facebook saying, give thanks for all the things that you prayed for that you have right now. I know for years and years I prayed for a teaching job. I went for 3 years before actually getting a job after graduating. And I prayed so hard for it. And there are many days that I take it for granted. So think about the things that you prayed for that you're getting right now. And think about the things that you have right now that a lot of people are praying hard for. They want and they're striving for, and you already have them. And you know, that's okay that you still have other things that you want. You still have more that you're going for. You can still go for more, but enjoy what you have right now. Just because you're enjoying what you have right now and you are feeling grateful for it doesn't mean that you have to stay where you are. That just means that you are appreciating everything that you have and you're appreciating every step along the way. Yeah. Okay. That's all I have for you today, guys. I hope that brought some joy and some gratitude and some appreciation and positivity into your life that maybe you weren't seeing before. If you enjoyed this episode, please give me a shout out. Let me know what you like, what you don't like. You can find me on Instagram at nikki.ferguson, nikki.ferguson. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to give you a shout out on my next podcast. All right, till then, see you guys next time. Bye.